Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco's homeless department is asking the city for another $15 million for its tent encampment program. Phil, right now, the estimate is the city spends $60,000 per tent per year. I just looked up on a website. You can get one for $50. So why does it cost so much?
Because putting up a tent is just part of the cost, Eric. You know, these what we're talking about here is parking lots that have been converted into campsites. The idea is to get people off the sidewalks where they pitch that $50 tent and then get them into a controlled environment that's fenced, that has 24-hour security, delivers three meals a day, plus has services, baths and showers available. You set that up in a parking lot, you staff it year-round, 24 hours a day, and the costs wind up coming to something like $60,000. Is it absurd? You better believe it. Is it off the charts? Yes. Is it San Francisco? That's a lot of it. The high cost of everything there, including labor. Will the Board of Supervisors and the mayor pay it? Yeah, they'll complain. They'll express shock, but they're going to do it.
Phil, let's back this up a little bit. These tents were erected because of COVID, right? And they were trying to, it wasn't safe to have the capacities, full capacity at the shelters. So they put the tents, right? This is COVID related?
This is COVID-related only in the sense that people that were homeless on the streets, what happened was a lot of do-gooders who felt that they needed a shelter started actually contributing tents, and they were handing out tents to a lot of the homeless. The homeless then set them up on the sidewalks, all right, in order to shelter in place. And then the COVID rule said, and not just in San Francisco, but all around the country said, don't move the tents once they're set up, because that can just make the COVID problem worse. Remember, that's when we were in lockdown. Well, what happened was places like the Tenderloin and the Hate just got overrun with these tents to the point where the residents couldn't get out of their houses and couldn't walk down the sidewalks anymore. It was declared a hazard. They said, we got to do something. So they started moving them into hotels, and they started moving them into these campsites, Patty. And that's where it is right now. They're going to continue spending. And I know $60,000 sounds like a shocker when you put it all together. But I'm going to tell you, in some ways, it's a bargain, because they have 2,000 people in hotels where they're spending $250 a night. And that comes to something like $91,000 a year.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.